Saturday, and welcome to the D.M. Burley Show, live here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of things are happening. We lost another person in the Patriot community the other day, Aaron Russo, who came out with a movie that made a change in many people's lives, because what it did was it showed the issue of taxation, the issue that we need to understand that we are being taxed when we shouldn't be taxed. Now, because of that movie, a lot of different people who have been out there before have been coming more popular to the public and more into the public eye, because of this taxation without representation. And then, by the way, folks, what do they do with your tax dollars? They turn around and use it to terrorize you. Well, we're going to talk about some of this terrorization of your tax dollars and the use of, with my guest in the first hour. We're going to have Professor Morgan O. Reynolds. We had him last week, and he's going to do a presentation of No Planes Hitting the World Trade Center. And then we're going to also talk about his lawsuit that was filed. Again, it's important that you listen to this segment and also clearly go back to last week's with Professor Judy Wood and Alfred Weber and Professor Reynolds and Lorraine Murray, because you will clearly see that there is a problem. And we're going to do another part of this problem later on in the broadcast. And callers, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But I'm holding the calls until the completion of the presentation by Professor Reynolds. Again, your tax dollars, where are they going to? Now, I've been getting emails from people. They have said that they're concerned about the possibility of a terrorist attack in places like San Francisco. Also, I'm looking at a model because of how they operate and what they normally do in these terrorist attacks. Could it be a possibility that they might hit Chicago, the financial district, the stock exchange? Normally, when you see big transactions and people buying corporations and things like that, whereas we're looking at the Dow Jones just recently being purchased, could that be an earmark of a parallel of what happened September 11th? Because on September 11th, the parallel was the purchase of the 9/11 buildings themselves. Again, there's a lot of things going on, folks. And a lot of people in the Patriot community are being targeted, and I think they're being murdered, euthanasia, that is, through means of using medication, through hospitals, through different types of things. And by the way, again, who's involved? We're going to talk about these things on this broadcast. Keep an open mind. Investigate yourself. And we'll be back with my co-host John Anastasis and Professor Morgan O. Reynolds after this break.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Late Night with Deanne. By the way, folks, you should go visit my blogger, which is Integrity, www.integritynews.wetpaint.com. Integritynews.wetpaint.com. There's videos, there's all kinds of information about things that are going on in this broadcast, and I'm adding more, and it's a good spot to begin your search. But before I go any further, John hasn't arrived here yet, and I know that there was a real horrific storm where he was, and I hope he's safe. But we're going to go directly to my guest, Professor Morgan Reynolds. Now, this is a summary of two things that we're going to talk about. The first thing as regards to this 9/11 plane fraud, he's going to talk about why he feels there were no planes that went into World Trade Center, no planes that hit the Pentagon, no planes that hit Pennsylvania, nothing like that. He's going to give a full presentation on that issue. And then we're going to talk to him in regards to his lawsuit he filed in U.S. District Court, Southern New York District, that is. The case has been unsealed, and it was filed by him in regards to matters that were quidtem dealing with the issue of 9/11. No planes. The issue of conspiracy. The issue of people being comparable to this scenario of no planes. We're going to talk to him about that, but I'm going to bring him up now. He is a professor of economy. He is an extraordinary patriot. He is a person that has come up with a design that you can look at, you know, and study that shows there is a possibility. And not a possibility, no question that maybe we looked at 9/11 the wrong way. Professor Reynolds, are you there?
Good evening, Deanne. Can you hear me?
Professor Reynolds?
Yes, can you hear me? Yeah.
Professor Reynolds?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hear static. Can I hope the line is good. Can you speak again, Professor?
Yes.
There's a like a beep behind you on your line. I don't know what's causing that. Okay. It should be okay now, I am hoping.
Are we all right?
Yeah, it's a little better. It's a little static. But, Professor Reynolds, I want to ask you, you've done a complete analysis, and this is 2007, of the events that happened in New York that were these planes allegedly flying into buildings flown by alleged terrorists. And I wanted you to come on the show today because we didn't have enough time last week to explain your position of why you felt there were no planes that hit the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and or any buildings during 9/11. Dr. Renner?
Right. Yes. I hope we've got some time to lay this out. I don't know what that interference is, but I hope it goes away. I would like you and your listeners who are at a computer to go to my website, nomoregames.net. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nomoregames.net and put in a / presentations / and you will come up with a page. You could call it a secret page, all right? It's not on my home page right now. It's nomoregames.net/presentations/.
Okay.
Deanne, are you there on
yes,
the page?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Okay. Then you click on that first line where it says Madison No Planes Presentation here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and up pops the PowerPoint, okay?
Okay. We're there.
All right. Now, you can see that the first slide, we actually have 101, but we can go through these, I think. What planes is the title of this talk? And if you click on the at the bottom, the arrow, I felt I had to give it a fancier academic name. So the subtitle is, or an inquiry into the suspension of Newtonian physics on 9/11. And there
what is Newtonian physics? Can you explain that?
Newtonian physics. We're going to actually look at that in more detail, but you know, Sir Isaac Newton is the most famous physicist of all time. It's the simple, I'd say, everyday physics that we all rely on, like water runs downhill because of the law of gravity, okay? That's Newtonian physics, named after Sir Isaac Newton of the 17th century, okay? We'll actually, I'll quote Sir Isaac Newton in a slide down the way here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's go on to slide 3. Those are my credentials. I am, as you point out, a professor of economics, former chief economist in the George W. Bush administration for the U.S. Department of Labor in 2001-2002. And then I also have some expertise in criminal justice. Okay, well, let's go on to slide 4, and I ask, well, why am I in this? Why are we here, referring to the Madison Conference on 9/11? The primary reason is that the victims, mostly from their non-graves, their families, the nation, and the world cry out for justice about the crime of 9/11. And if you go on to the next slide, 5, look at this poor man, one of the jumpers at the North Tower.
Yeah, that's just, I remember that scene. That was one that was pasted all over broadcast.
Here's somebody like you or I, goes to work on a beautiful morning in early September, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a gorgeous day. He's got a family. He's got a life, and you know. And here he is, jumping to his sure death. That really makes me mad. It makes me mad here almost 6 years later after the event. The injustice of this, the fraud, the outrage, the audacity, the boldness of what went down on 9/11. And what has all allowed them to do? And, okay, the perpetrators have got to be stopped. We've got to pursue this investigation. Ultimately, we've got to get criminal convictions. And then convictions require proof that the accused committed the crimes as charged. So the burden of proof is on us, the investigators. We're the would-be prosecutors or plaintiffs. And we only get one chance, really, especially in the criminal justice system, because the accused have the protection of no double jeopardy. They only have to run the criminal gauntlet once. So we've got to have clean evidence. We've got to know what we're doing. Okay, I go on to slide 7, if you're following along, Deanne.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, there's a principle that we can adhere to, and that is nobody can prove a lie. You cannot truly prove a lie. You can only prove something that is true in reality. And that means that the government and media, the punditry, the whole complex, the establishment, cannot prove the official government, the official conspiracy theory, including the fraud that I call the Boeing fraud, the airliner fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And it, from a scientific point of view, it takes only one fact to refute the official plane theory, yet we have dozens. I dare say hundreds, okay? Some people call it the NPT, the no plane theory. Now, convictions, criminal convictions, demand proof, and we've got to get our story straight on planes, no planes. Now, look how important this is. The perpetrators, they need this whole airliner Boeing story because they need the claim people to believe that young Arabs or Muslims hijacked these airliners and attacked America, iconic buildings. So Webster Tarpley calls this the Arab blood libel. And all the wars and all the good things, and I say that facetiously, that go with this war on terror, depend on the airliner stories holding water, and they don't. Now, the media, the mass media, are complicit in this whole thing. And as a friend of mine, Joseph Keith, puts it, the media are the enforcement arm of the powers that be. They are the PSYOP agencies, right? They're the ones who keep people passive and in line. Now, here's an example, I think, of an outrage that occurred on 9/11. How long did it take the FBI in the biggest manhunt in history to apprehend the Unabomber? It turned out to be Ted Kaczynski.
Years.
17 years. And how did the clever minds at the FBI make this breakthrough and apprehend the Unabomber? Because his brother gave him up. They probably would have never caught the guy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yet with
well,
him,
the theory of CSI working the way that it works on television and being in comparison to what really goes on, folks, don't believe it.
Yeah,
CSI
yeah.
is a drama, and it's not exactly what goes on in these agencies.
That's right. And where's the CSI on the 9/11 case, you know?
Well, we're going to break, and we'll be right back, Professor. We have Professor Reynolds here, and we'll be right back with this presentation.
Hi. Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hi, we're back. We're here live on RBN. And we're here with Professor Morgan Reynolds. And we're talking about no planes. I want to also bring up John Alastasis. John, are you there?
Hi, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Well, we've had no power for a couple hours, but we're just getting online here. Can you still hear me?
Well, the thing is that these storms are tremendous, and we're going to be talking about that later. But I'm going to bring Professor Reynolds back up so that he can finish his analysis of this no-plane issue. Professor Reynolds, now, when we left off before before the break, you were talking about these so-called terrorists, these people, and the situation with these, alleged planes being
right.
flown into buildings. Now, where are we in this presentation now?
Okay,
are we going into the flights themselves?
I'm afraid somebody's interfering with people going to nomoregames.net/presentations. Which is not available right now, but you've got it at least, right?
I went down. That's why I asked my website on my computer, my system went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a coincidence now, isn't it?
No, John, do you have it up at all?
I'm trying to, and I'm not being able to pull it, no.
Yeah. Well, let me continue on because we'll get back to that later and see if we can't get you guys tracking what I'm saying in writing. But what I was pointing out was that it took the FBI 17 years to apprehend a Unabomber, yet within 45 seconds of the South Tower hit in New York City on the morning of 9/11, a Fox News anchor solved the crime by conjecturing that Osama bin Laden must be behind this. So how good
Amazing.
Is that? You know, how good a detective is that? We already identified the individual behind it. So this is should raise some eyebrows. And then, of course, it went without any proof. Osama and 19 young Arabs hijacked these airliners, four with specific tail numbers and flight numbers, and crashed them into four sites with virtually no aircraft debris at any of these sites. And then it was cemented in the American mind with the full cooperation of the corporate media, and then we had to go out and kill some people halfway around the world, right?
Right.
So
and
here
the
we
one
are.
Thing that's amazing, too, on this is that when this alleged thing was occurring, again, I had mentioned, again, this so-called flight school phenomenon. I was in one that was in Illinois, and I reported it, and it seemed that none of the authorities were interested in investigating these alleged flight schools before and then after. And then the thing is again, in the scenario, they're saying that we should believe that not only bin Laden was involved with this, but there was training to the level that these people could be able to fly a 747 and have the capacity to do this type of maneuver. Is that a part of your presentation too, Professor Reynolds?
Well, that's mostly a distraction because while the intelligence services do run these patsies and da-da-da, that's going down a rabbit hole because there were no airliners, there were no hijackers. Now, if we go back to slide 9, okay, that's where I had embedded in the Madison Conference the video clip where the news anchor does
I want to stop you there. There were no hijackers. There were. There were people that they were training in these so-called flight schools.
Those are what are called patsies, Deanne.
Mm-hmm. Those are basically workers that were working with either CIA or some government agency to hoodwink people to believe a
lie.
And that's what I saw out here. There were actual schools set up in a mechanism to make people believe this phenomenon of so-called terrorists that were working for bin Laden. And this goes all the way back to what went on in Oklahoma City. I talked to some FBI agents and other people, and they had also stated that there was a situation that they were using code names for co-op that were working for these various agencies as alleged terrorists. And I just want to put that mark in there because they did actually exist, but they were not in the planes.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there were no hijackers, but there are patsies. There are plausible scapegoaters. The intelligence services run these teams of patsies and set them up to blame them for these events. That's characteristic of false flag operations like 9/11. Well, let's look at the background of these planes where nothing, the short of it is, nothing checks out. For example, there were no Arab names on any of these passenger manifests. The airlines issued no final manifest. And many of the names, it turns out, are fake. Nobody can run down.
We're going to have to stop you. We're in the middle of a break.
Checking and finding valid names.
Oh, we're going to break, Professor. We'll be right back. We're going to be returning with Professor Morgan Reynolds in a few minutes.
Sweet dreams. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back. And we're here on RBN, and we're here with both John Alastasis, my co-host, and also our special guest, Professor Morgan Reynolds, talking about the World Trade Center. And folks, one thing you need to understand in this equation, going back to Bin Laden, at the age of being a young man, teenager, moved in with the Bush family and stayed there after his father had died in an alleged plane crash. And his father was involved with the Bin Laden group that was involved with building the Trade Center. Number two of the equation, why he was living on the ranch down there in with the Bush family, he was also trained by the CIA. And that is a very much of an interesting fact because, again, if this man was this alleged terrorist, this person that the Bush family went after, why was he living on the Bush ranch, and why was he involved with the family, and why was he a part of the CIA? That is something that we're going to talk about after we have Professor Reynolds' presentation. I'm sorry, Professor. Please continue.
Okay. I think that link works now, nomoregames.net. /presentations/, so people can find the PowerPoint. And you've got it already, I take it, Deanne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm on slide 10, and these are facts, background facts, that show that none of these plane flights check out. There's all kinds of facts, but I've got a few presented here, and the FAA, for example, did not deregister these planes until months and even years later, and supposedly, they're required to do it within 24 hours in the case of destroyed aircraft. So I don't want to spend too much time on that, but there's all kinds of facts that it just doesn't check out that these flights occurred. Now, I'm on slide 11, and the plane fact number one, no plane flew into the Pentagon, and I can prove it, and some other no-planers, we can all prove it. First of all, the hole is too small to swallow or disappear a plane. Certainly not a it might be able to swallow a cruise missile, but it cannot swallow. A 757 is nearly one-half of a football field in size. Isn't that a pretty good way to picture it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These planes are very large. Now, the hole in the Pentagon, oddly enough, is not plane-shaped. It's more or less a circular, gigantic bullet hole. Yet the holes at the World Trade Center towers were cartoon-like plane-shaped, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But there was another interesting fact from the picture I saw. I don't know if it was on Judy Wood, but it's on the IntegrityNews.wetpaint.com site. The hole is completely circular, as you said. Now, normally, if something crashes in, it would not be a complete circular hole. It would be kind of jagged, and there would be wings and debris, and there was none of this, and there was no seats and no bodies and no wreckage outside. Though inside there was alleged some type of material there, but not, it seems, from a Boeing class plane.
Let's go with what we can prove with that real evidence. And so what we have here, oddly enough, is not the same kind of shape you get at the towers. They just taught us to look for airplane-shaped gashes, and at the Pentagon we don't get that. So what's going on? Well, what we have here are impossible physics. As you point out, there's no verified debris. A Boeing 757 has 3 million parts. It's 125 feet wide, 155 feet long. What we have are the four cleanest crash sites in aviation history. Now, one of the things not many people have pointed out, and I've gone over this with Dr. Judy Wood, who's the engineer. If you have a 45-degree angle crash, as we're taught to believe occurred, then the right wing and engine would hit first, okay? And it would spin the plane clockwise or leftward, and it would fling off the tail section. And I'm going to walk you through some video clips that show what planes really do in crashes. Yet they claim this 45-degree angle continues on in a straight line through three rings of the Pentagon, which is absurd to believe that an aluminum, flying aluminum can, which is what these airliners are, or any airplane, could do that. It's impossible.
Well, the other thing, too, is the fuselage is located in the, I think, in the wing section. And then
is the main body of the aircraft.
Well, the question is this, then. If the plane crashes and it is of aluminum base and it hits the part of the Pentagon the way that they describe, there should have been some wreckage to the top part of the building. There was nothing,
right.
And there was nothing to either
right.
side. This is a circular, completely circular hole, as though the hole was burned in.
Right.
Not necessarily, I don't even know if a missile could do anything like that. What could make a circular hole like that?
Well, they could have had charges inside. They could have had a beam weapon. Cruise missile is designed to be a bunker penetrator. So they have ordnance or exotic weapons that could do it. But it's certainly not a plane crash, as the official theory holds. So on slide 13, what I've got here is a mock-up, a model, if you will, of how a 757 would look coming and landing at floors 1 and 2. And one thing you can notice right away is that how tall that tail is. To disappear that tail, you'd have to have at least 45 feet of damage, a hole at least 45 feet high, and they don't have that. But what I'm pointing out here is that right wing or starboard wing is going to hit first, and it's going to knock that plane silly to the left, and it'll flip off the tail section. And I'll show you some video clips that show what real plane crashes are like. Now I'm going to slide 14, where this is a believer, so to speak, of the official story. And here we have a photo of the damage of the Pentagon here on the west wall. And here's a car. That's a 300ZX Nissan sport car. Look at that front end burning. It's like the engine blocks ablaze, which we saw some of at the World Trade Center. But this is pretty funny. Look at that a white print over here which says left wing impact damage extending beyond the impact hull, right along horizontal above the first row of windows on the wall. Do you believe that? It's ridiculous. Lines up perfectly horizontal. Where is the engine gash? The engine would have to plow a track. This isn't high enough off the ground, and it's perfectly parallel. It's absurd. Okay, well, we'll go to slide 15. Here's more of the same. Further impact damage. They've got all these arrows making it look official, but I want you to look at those cable rolls out front. Mm-hmm. And then the next slide, you're going to see what those cable. Look at those. This is before they're pouring all of this fire retardant suppressant all over. Look at those. An aircraft would have had to jump those large wire cables, okay? You see those in the foreground?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, and they're completely undamaged. So this doesn't add up at all. Now I'm going to go, here's slide 17. And what I'm going to do is actually what I did in the presentation was play this clip of CNN reporter Jamie McIntyre, who's at the Pentagon. And this is a well-known clip. I don't know if you've heard it, but I'm going to play it into my microphone here. And hopefully you'll be able to hear what he's saying, okay? This is on YouTube. Just a minute. Here he's going to come on. Okay, we're about ready to go. This is about 40 seconds worth.
It might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no
more
the
volume.
More volume. Can you turn it up? Can you turn it up higher, Professor?
That you can see are small enough that you can pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
okay. That's Jamie McIntyre on 9/11 that morning saying there aren't any large pieces. There's no sign that any plane crashed anywhere near here. Now, CNN hasn't played that real often since, have they? Okay, well, if we go to the second crash site at Shanksville, here again, nothing adds up. I'll only point to a few things because the World Trade Center is the most interesting case because so many people, millions and millions of people, believe planes flew into the two towers. But here again, the hole is a little bit too small now, isn't it? It's only 20 feet long by 10 feet wide by about 6 feet deep. It's just a hole there at a landfill, a quarry landfill.
Uh-huh.
So how are you going to... It disappeared, supposedly, a Boeing 757 again, and it's only 20 feet wide, has these wingtip looking, but there's no wings. There's no plane debris. Furthermore, the witnesses out there reported... No witnesses
claimed they saw a plane crash, which was pretty convenient. But some reported a low-flying, struggling jetliner. And you couldn't have had a low-flying, struggling jetliner with this vertical crash imprint. So these are completely inconsistent. Furthermore, there's no grass burned around there, even though such an airliner would be carrying thousands of gallons of jet fuel and it would ignite in a crash into the ground. There's no bodies. There's no blood. So now I'm going to slide 19. And there weren't any witnesses, I said. Cell phone calls were impossible. And I love the dialogue. A lot of people have pointed this out, loose change, et cetera. Hello, Mom. This is your son, Mark Bingham. Is this the way the son talks to the mom? And the FBI went in and destroyed evidence. There, for example, they cut down the trees nearby that were singed or burned. They filled up the hole and destroyed evidence. Furthermore, they never did a comprehensive crash report, as they are required to do under law when the National Transportation Safety Board handed it off to their tender mercies. So we don't have any comprehensive crash report, do we, on any of these four alleged airliner crashes?
Now, no forensic, nothing, just, you know, the crashes in Bin Laden. No one looked into it.
Right, right. Oh, there were Muslim hijackers. We got this fake evidence, and off we go to war for, generations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now on slide 20, I've got a few of these pictures with all these people walking around this big old hole. It's not that big, really. And then there's an aerial view. And then I've got a close-up of people there at the Shanksville site. This is just absurd to believe that an airliner. Now I've got this gag picture. Here's what a 757 would look like had it actually dived into such a hole. Right?
Yeah, it's different.
It's just way bigger than the hole. Now, on slide 23, what I'm going to do is, if you can, I'm not sure you've got that window open with my nomoregames.net/presentations.
No.
But if you can open a new window and go to the presentations, I want you to, that way we can look at this crash of a B-52 bomber. Mm-hmm. A B-52 bomber is a little bit larger than a Boeing 767. You know, this is the go to nomoregames.net/presentations/, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you open a new window because I want you to keep, sorry, but my webmaster wasn't able to get all this stuff embedded. It's a Bill Gates, proprietary codes to make life hard for us. But if you can get to the nomoregames.net/presentations, you will see about four or five lines down. It's slide 23, video, B-52 crash here. Can you click on that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch a B-52 crash in 1994.
Okay. And the thing is that these planes, folks, if you're not in the presentation, the pre-roll smashed up and
right.
You know, to a point that we're talking smashed to the level that there was no way make an entrance through a whole building.
This is a B-52 that the guy was trying to make it do tricks preparing for an air show, but he couldn't make it. He exceeded the performance envelope of the B-52. But I'm going to light this up. And it'll play for me in QuickTime. And here we go. It's coming in, and now it's trying to make this turn. It dives into the ground. And, of course, there's just a ball of flame and very dark and charcoal smoke associated with it. if we run that again, Deanne, you'll see. So here we have a real plane crash of a large. This thing is has a wingspan 30 feet longer than the Boeing 767,
mm-hmm.
but it actually has a very narrow fuselage. It's a four-engine plane. It's a few feet longer, but it's sort of the same order of magnitude. Watch this right wing just separate from the fuselage. The whole thing just turns into a bunch of bad aluminum. See that?
Mm-hmm.
It's completely separated. It's not going to go into any ground. it's totally lunched. It's just reverts to its many parts and all the fuel burns. So if we go back to the PowerPoint presentation, that was slide 23, where we saw a video clip of a B-52 bomber missing a turn and crashing into the ground.
Well, we're going to stop again. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to ask John if he has some questions of you at this point in this presentation. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
RBN, we're talking with Professor Reynolds about 9 11 in the East New Plains. John, we're going to go to. John, at this point in this presentation, do you have any questions for the professor?
No, I'm going to just stand back and listen. He, I'm not able to pull up his website. It just, in fact, my mouse stopped having the circular roller just stopped working. I can't explain it. So anyhow, I've got to mismake a little bit. But anyhow, I can't pull his website up that he's asking for. I've got his website, but I can't pull up the present slash presentation slash. And I've done it several different ways, and it's just not coming up.
That's too bad.
Well, Professor Reynolds, you want to continue?
Yes, thank you. Okay, now I'm on slide 24, where we're it's titled Plane Fact Number 3, No Plane Crashed at the WTC. And the first point to make here is this is largely a taboo subject. And I claim, according to the gatekeepers, the operatives, the ignoramuses, the gullible, et cetera, everybody seems to be worried about this. I've been ostracized from the 9/11 truth community largely based on my advocacy of the no plane theory. Yet, no such crashes could have possibly occurred as depicted because the physics are impossible. So that's the main peg I hang my hat on here is the physics that are we're supposed to believe are impossible. Now, let's remind ourselves, 9/11 was a hoax, It's a fraud. Yet the majority in the 9/11 community seem to reason as follows. The government and media lied to me about A, B, C, but not D. Oh, no, I saw it on TV. So I'd say they're psyop. They need to reexamine this rationally. So really the central part of the hoax was the plane fraud. I mean, there's certainly almost equivalent a contender is the how the towers were turned mostly to dust. But I'd say the plane fraud was the number one showbiz hoax. Now, there's a number of points I'm going to make here that show you that the physics do not allow an aluminum airliner to disappear inside a steel tower without losing a flap panel, actuator, wingtip, or a tail section. I was flying a year ago almost now to Seattle on a Boeing 767, the wide-body version of the 757. And I looked out over the wing because my seat aisle was over the wing, and I saw wing markings all over the place that had no step on it. No step, meaning a 200-pound mechanic or anybody else walking on that wing is supposed to avoid large parts of the wing, not walk on it. Why is that? Because walking on it would damage that aluminum is sheet aluminum is not that strong. Okay, that gets us prepared for what airliners and planes are really made out of. So you cannot disappear
an
airliner into a heavy steel concrete tower. The plane has to smash to pieces, crumple.
Dr. Morgan, we have a break coming up here.
Sounds like it. Are we on a break?
All right. Dr. Morgan, we're on break?
You're on break?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, we're back, and...
With